Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And another word from our sponsors. Look, we're all adults here, and some of us choose to use nicotine to relax, focus, or just unwind after a long day. Lucy Nicotine is a company that was created to help nicotine users find a cleaner option and feel better about the way they consume nicotine. Their latest product is slim nicotine pouches, which contain pure synthetic nicotine and provide the same satisfaction that nicotine users expect without any tobacco at all. Lucy Slim Pouches use newest technology for synthesizing pure nicotine in the lab. None of the tobacco, all of the nicotine satisfaction. They include both coconut oil and gum base to provide a soft, fluffy texture that enhances the flavor and doesn't dry out your mouth. And they come in three strengths, 4, 8, and 12 milligrams, with three exclusive and delicious flavors, spearmint, mango, and cool cider. It's 2021. Impulsive listeners, go to lucy.co and use promo code Logan. Get 20% off your order of Lucy Slim Pouches or any other Lucy products. That's lucy.co and use a promo code Logan at checkout. Also, I do have to give this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains non-tobacco nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Lucy.co, be sure to use a promo code Logan. Back to the program.
He's the TikTok kid.
My dad is worth $2 million.
I can't take it anymore.
I can't be here 1 second longer.
It's like, yo, get the off the flight.
Yeah, let's go, let's go.
Oh, sorry, Danny.
Let's go.
Get the out of my seat.
Hold on. You will not speak.
No problem.
My canine.
Like that.
He goes, no,
Quinn, ask him nicely.
Quinn.
He just fell down. He's like, yeah, you're going to have to get me. Are we rolling?
Yeah.
We're rolling?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. All right, guys. So as you can see, we are not in our typical set, our typical location back in Encino, California. This is the first ever podcast in our new studio in Puerto Rico. The boys are with me. Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. I'm happy to have y'all here. I know this set looks a little,
I like the vibe here better, to be honest.
You do?
I'll tell you why I do. Because I finally feel like I'm starting with you guys. Before I was just kind of like,
oh yeah,
I was just like, oh, this is how we do things.
Now. Yeah, yeah. This is, we're starting from ground zero,
yes.
As you can see. I painted Impulsive on the plywood boarding a window behind me just
I'm
moments ago.
I'm actually quite impressed. That's a really good.
You know how hard it is to know if something's gonna fit before you write it?
Don't I ever? Oh, before I write it? Oh, I wish I said it.
Okay, right, because your dick is huge. Fire.
And how are you, Mike?
Booty ass fucking set.
You don't like it?
It's like a fucking office building. What the fuck is this shit?
It is an office building.
It's supposed to be the number one podcast in the world. Looks like we're sitting in a doctor's office.
It still is. We still are. It's still us. Guys, we still have the vibes.
Are you abusing my animal right next to me?
We still have the vibes here. And we're in a warehouse that Jake and I have leased here in Puerto Rico. Downstairs, we're gonna do our boxing gym because we're really doing this. And like I said, I'm glad you guys are here. We've been going out. We've been having some late nights here in Puerto Rico. It's so fun. I'm having the time of my life. I love that you guys are here with me.
By the way, not one heads up. We get off the plane.
Yeah.
Hey, you have 8 minutes to get ready. Hey, man, I haven't even got my bag yet.
Right.
No, 8 minutes. We have to 8 minutes. We couldn't get ready. I literally put my bags down, went, blacked out, came back home, woke up. I finally breathed. Okay, what are we going to do about the Impulsive? No. Let's go out one more time. I have videos on my phone that I would love to show, but we have no projectors.
Yeah. Yo,
it's hot.
Okay.
What?
I don't know. It's distracting a little bit.
Oh, my dog is distracting you? Not a dog guy, Mike?
Also, you had 8 minutes. I just got off a flight 20 hours, bro.
He's trying to leave me there.
I know because
he's trying to leave me at the airport.
I've been traveling for so long. Bro, do you understand that I'm a nomad now? I haven't been back to my house in over a month, bro. I have a beard.
Yeah, that's weird.
It looks good on you.
No, it doesn't.
Well, it looks good on you.
It doesn't. That's weird.
What do you mean?
Move the mic.
No, bro.
I'm going to be honest, bro. If you tilt your head up and back, you look more Arabic than my Arabic friend to my right.
What's so bad about that? Listen.
Well, who said it was bad?
No one. But no, it's not many people are torn on this, bro.
People might think it's the bomb. Hold on. Ooh. Fuck. Wait, I can say that.
Boom.
Can't say that. That's too far. Yeah, I don't know why you even... Oh, I used to laughing. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
No, but you don't look. You look like... I don't know. It kind of looks like the before and after of a beard thing where you're trying to get it back.
I always wanted to try it
and put on your face.
I always wanted to.
What is that?
I think I'm actually going to puke on this episode. This may be the first time. I'm going to try to force it out.
Cool.
I never had a beard before ever in my entire life. I don't have hair on any parts of my, I don't even have hair on my legs or arms.
I've always thought that was weird, by the way.
I think it was the heroin, dude. To be honest with you.
The heroin.
Yeah.
The heroin.
Hair out.
His hair just comes off.
Hairless, dude. Heroin my ass.
Oh, my God. Fuck.
You're bald on your legs.
What the fuck?
Look at the fucking lights reflecting off his
bro,
legs.
Bro, it's so bad, dude.
You ashy bitch.
I do. I need some lotion. I wish we had some here.
Well, anyways.
I wanted to try the beard out. We'll see.
I like it, dude. I really do.
Someone grab him some clippers. The fucking beard is weird. Your beard was weird at some point.
It was.
It's
interesting. No, the beards for men are the equivalent of makeup for women, I think.
I think, as your friend, I've been with you for 8 years now. I realize the times that you don't give a shit about your face is the times that you look the best.
Wow.
But my worst moment is when you had this shit. Remember when you used to do this with your hair all done?
Yeah.
Flick it? But it wouldn't move. So it just looked like you had issues. And I was just next to you at Trader Joe's. And I'd be like, oh, do you want the almond or regular milk? And you're like,
just crack
almond.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, you're on drugs.
Ashamed of a lot of my past, really. Including my hair flips, which I still do. And you know, as I've grown, my hair flips have decreased, but the hand hair has increased.
You do this weird, like you have two fingers only to use to do. Have you seen him do this?
I do. It's with the back of my fingers.
Yeah,
like this.
You go like, why?
I don't know, bro.
All right.
He does a lot of weird stuff. A lot. Last night, he does this thing now where if you get too like you know, if you're out having a good night, you put your arm around your buddy and like just you're having a good night, camaraderie. He does this thing where if I do this, show him what you do. He pinches my arm with his neck. He goes like this and squeezes his traps as hard as he can. And he bruised me last night. It was so aggressive.
I hate to be the guy, but I don't like being touched. It's too hot.
Not even
don't
by
touch
your girlfriend?
Me. Nope. Ask her.
Oh, I actually remember it.
She made such a funny face. She's like, we're working on it. She's like, we're working on it. Don't worry.
I don't like it, dude. I hate it.
No, I remember noticing you have an issue kissing her, right?
I don't like PDA, bro.
You know how people say I get freaky when the door's closed?
I've never seen you guys kiss, ever.
Kiss right now. Kiss right now.
Kiss right now. Babe, come here. Come here. We'll fucking
kiss your man.
We'll show them right now.
Just kidding.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I just have a problem with PDA. People say they get freaky when the door's closed. I get freaky when the door's locked. I got to make sure that nobody could come in. I think it's kind of disrespectful to be too affectionate in front of people.
I don't disagree.
I hate that shit.
Yeah, I know you hate it.
I hate that.
I don't like it when people just fucking like, get the fuck out of here. Get a room. Why are you guys
I'm the same way. It just feels weird. Like, I don't want to. He used to be a big PDA with the
touch is one of my love languages. I love affection, physical intimacy. Like I'll just be holding you. I'll be kissing your cheek.
I'll be
scrubbing you.
No, I got uncomfortable just looking at me just saying that.
No.
Look that way.
No, I'm talking about you, fam.
No.
I'll be scrubbing them toes. In public. Anything you want, baby.
I was in France. Cool country.
Yeah.
They're taking COVID very seriously over there. And I know this conversation is heating up here in the States as well. To eat in a restaurant there, you do need to present your vax card. It's already in effect.
I think that's so interesting how.
Oh, that, and I didn't mean that in any charged way. Sorry. I'm just presenting facts.
We're just definitely approaching an interesting point in time where we're kind of being strong-armed by our governments a little bit.
Yeah. I feel like they're removing freedom.
I would say that. Maybe like a part of it.
Nah, because you're not free to do things unless it's during their, like they're putting like an obstacle course.
I just wonder how far it's going to go. Are we going to reach a point where to do anything, to take a flight somewhere, to eat at a restaurant, to leave your house, basically, are you going to need to show your vaccine card?
I think that's where we're going in the short term. For flights, for restaurants, yep, for gymnasiums, for that kind of thing. It's a really tricky, touchy subject. It is.
It's like
the people that it's like these people try to make it so simple. Like even that statement. I'm not saying you, but even that statement, like they're trying to take our freedoms. This pandemic is a big fucking deal, dude. It's a big deal. I'm not talking about the severity, but of the illness. I'm talking about its impact on our economy and our impact on us as a people, on society.
Yeah.
And so it's like, how far were they willing to go to try to put a cap on this thing? And I know there's so many questions. I guarantee there's people watching this that are on both sides of the argument. But people are very divided on whether they want to partake in this vaccination situation. It's a wild time. It's very wild.
I just want to go back to the time where, like, if you had an opinion, regardless of what it was, you weren't bullied.
Did you see that video of these two dudes fighting? They had gotten like a fender bender, and then they had a little brawl outside their car.
Yeah,
they like fought, and then they get up and they're like, "Good fight."
Amazing.
And then they just get back in their car and leave.
I fuck with that.
Why can't society be like that? Why can't that be the way that every conversation where two people who don't disagree goes? We don't disagree. Fine. Move on. Or find a common ground and then make some sort of progress. It was actually it was weird. I saw this video. I was like, man, this is like, I wish this is how all disagreements, altercations, and arguments were handled.
It's a pride thing.
I just feel like this is what's happening. I feel like anybody who, and mind you, I'm not voicing my opinion on if you should get vaccinated or if we're not, but like, I just find it so sad that if somebody's genuinely concerned about their body, they don't have the knowledge, they are fearful of putting things in their body, they're being pressured by you can't do this and you can't do that, and also bullied, thinking like you're uneducated. That's true. They are uneducated.
Well, they're
uneducated, and they don't want to take the fucking gamble on putting something in their body.
Well, okay, so there's two different parts of what you're talking about right now. So first and foremost, all of the specialists, the epidemiologists, the experts, every doctor, 90% of doctors are vaccinated right now. Everyone who's actually an expert in the field, not everyone.
No, I was about to say that's not true.
But 98% of the experts in the field are saying that this is safe.
I was literally on Instagram yesterday,
yeah,
and on like TikTok and all stuff, and there was like doctors, which I stopped and Googled to see.
So let me
his algorithm is full.
Let me just stop you right there. The sentence you just said. I was on TikTok yesterday.
No, so listen, hold on.
No, because I want to make sure I hammer this point.
I didn't get to finish.
Okay.
I didn't get to finish.
Go.
And it's not like you're sitting at the computer diving into research. I know that for a fact.
That's what he's doing right now.
I have.
You said 90% of doctors and nurses are doing that. In Arizona right now, there's hospitals that are going on strike because they do not like how they're doing their policies. So for you to say that 98% are 100% going with this, that's 98%. I know what I just did there.
No, but those, first of all, if 90% of doctors are vaccinated,
yeah,
then I would assume that those 90% are going with it, correct?
But I'm saying that's not statistically true.
Why would they get vaccinated?
That are saying that 98% of doctors and nurses are saying that when there's clearly people going on strike because they are against it.
Let's use something that we could all agree on.
Yeah.
The broad majority of the medical field,
yeah,
epidemiologists, experts,
okay,
people off of TikTok are saying that it's safe.
Okay.
The people that are saying it's not safe are people on TikTok, are people on in Facebook groups.
Okay.
And by the way, this is not my stance on it. I'm just saying the fact of the matter. The experts who are the people that I'll be honest, I choose to listen
who
to.
Who are your experts? Could you name me at least three doctors that said that?
Absolutely fucking not. I can't name doctors.
I don't understand what
Dr. Stevens from Maryland. I'm using statistics that are available.
Show me a statistic by name so I could go home and Google it and then learn for myself. That's all I'm asking. If you have knowledge, hand it to me so I can go and do homework on it.
I need you to meet me halfway here. The broad majority.
Could you name me one doctor?
When I use the term the broad majority.
You said 98% of people, okay, but you can't name me one doctor.
Dr. Peter Stevens.
Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre.
Dr. Pepper.
Any doctor.
Dr. Oz.
George. Just,
you see how this happens? It's either comedy or strikes.
Have y'all been? We interrupt this program from a word for us. From a word for our sponsors. Here's a little heads up, guys. That soap you're showering with is shit. Yep, it's shit.
Terrible.
It's packed with harsh chemicals and smells like trash. But today's sponsor, Dr. Squatch, is actually doing it right. You've probably seen them invade your ads or on YouTube more than me. That's actually true. But Dr. Squatch wants you to ditch that chemical goo and start taking your shower routine seriously with their high-performing natural products. That's right. This isn't your normal hippie farmer's market crap. This stuff is made to keep you fresh and confident all day. Their products are designed for men and feature fresh, manly scents that won't give up on you, unlike Mayweather in our last fight. Who wrote this? This is fantastic. Go ahead and take a look at the ingredients on that label on that bottle in your shower. Can you even pronounce any of them? Dr. Squatch uses only the finest natural ingredients for better skin and scents. Seriously, you'll wonder what the fuck you've been using this whole time and why your skin is itchy and your balls are dry and sad, which is bad. But from bar soap to hair care, deodorant, and beyond, these guys have an amazing lineup of products with scents everyone will love. They're crafted for men like you and will handle everything your day can throw at you. Don't be surprised if women just start randomly smelling you. For a limited time, new customers can get 20% off orders, $20 or more, by clicking the link in my description or using the code DSC, Impulsive, at checkout. Go take advantage of this limited time offer and finally start taking better care of your largest organ, your skin, guys. Your skin.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Back to the program. Have y'all been to a Jewish wedding?
Hey!
You have.
You went to one.
No, but mazel tov if you have, because they're fun.
I just went to one.
And we're just gonna bookend that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. We're done with that. Yeah, that's done.
I just wanted to make one part.
No, keep pushing your agenda somewhere else, Mike.
I'm gonna make you guys like the guys who fought outside their car. You fought.
Well, no, I have no.
Go
by the
fight,
way,
get back. In
if
the
you want to get vaccinated, please get vaccinated. I'm just fighting for people's rights. That's all I'm fighting.
No, I get that. But if
you feel like you want to get vaccinated,
go get vaccinated. Yes. That's what we're here to tell you. Impulsive Cass is here to tell you. Go get vaccinated.
1,000 minus one. Minus one. Go do whatever you feel comfortable. That's what I'm saying.
Listen.
Okay, sorry. I just wanted to say that.
Jewish wedding, bro. I was invited to one on the island. And I said, you know what? Fuck it. Sounds like a good time. So I went alone with the friend who invited me. And a new business partner. I'm not going to say his name. We'll keep him anonymous. But we're doing some business together and kind of just getting... didn't know each other. We don't really know each other that well. And when I get like a certain level of fucked up, I get kind of dark with my humor. And I made a pretty dark joke that, like, he doesn't know me well enough to know if I was joking, and I'd like to say it here. So I was there with him and his friend, who's a lawyer, and his friend. I was getting along with him as well. We were all cracking jokes. I'm like, "Oh, what kind of law do you do? And what's the kind of law do you do where you get people out of trouble if they get in like a fender bender or like they commit a hit and run?
Criminal?
Yeah, it's criminal. I think lawyer. Yeah." That makes sense.
Criminal law.
Yeah. So I was like, bro, I could actually use you, right? And I'm in front of my new business partner and the lawyer. I go, bro, so like, where you practice? He goes, Miami. I go, this is perfect.
So like 3 years ago, you know, we're like fucked up at this point at this wedding. It's like 2 a.m.
And you came to this wedding by yourself?
Yeah.
Great.
I go, yo, so like 3 years ago, I was in Miami. I was driving and bro, so it was late, right? And I was driving pretty fast and I hit this guy. I ended up like, you know, I can't tell this joke. I think it's one of those jokes.
You said he was dead.
I said I killed the guy. I said, 3 years ago, like I hit a guy in my car and like, bro, I haven't really told anyone besides you guys now here. And I was, maybe you could help me, you know? And he's like, right. So like, this is attorney client privilege, right? I can't tell anyone. And like in my peripherals, I see this guy who invited me, the business partner. Holding his drink and this dude is shaking. He thinks his new business. He thought Logan Paul just confessed to a murder in front of him. I was like, yeah, no. It's like the reason I found out, it was like on the news the next day. But yeah, so like I didn't know what to do, right? And he's like shaking like this, and the guy's like, the lawyer is even like, holy fucking shit, like what do I do with this information? And I was like, and bro, you know, I dragged this on for like 5 minutes, like a dickhead. And then I was like, bro, you know what the craziest part about all this is? For 5 minutes. I go, you know what the craziest part about all of it is? And he's like, what? I go, it's all a lie. It's completely, entirely fabricated. I made all that up, dude. And the business partner goes, oh my God, bro. I thought you just confessed to a murder in front of me. This guy was having a heart attack. He goes, that was dark. I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of fucked up. I'm like a fucked up person. But anyways, that was one part of the wedding. Dude, I had so much fun.
That was one part of the wedding.
What would you do if he just looked at you and put a drink down? He's like, okay, this is what we do. First of all, got to get rid of this guy. You hurt too much. And the other guy just pulls
a gun out.
He's like, second, just starts telling you all this shit.
Yeah, so that was a good ass time. They played great music. We had lots of drinks and dancing.
Are you reading this? That was a great party. We had lots of drink and dancing.
No. I've just been doing stuff here in Puerto Rico. Like, think about it. You guys came this weekend, but this is my life now, you know? And like, I went fishing. Do you know that when you catch a big tuna, sometimes you gotta like fucking beat the shit out of it with a bat?
You're very dark today, man. I'm not gonna lie to you. This is the first day on our set. Yeah. And so far, you imaginarily murdered somebody and beat the fuck out of a fish.
Bro, do you know this?
Why does Dylan have a
hammer? No, I don't know this. I don't go fishing. And also, I've never beat a fish before.
Dude, tuna, apparently, this is like a thing. If they're still like flopping around in the boat, because they can like take out your ankles. I saw these videos. We didn't do this, but on our way out there, they showed me these videos of them just like beating this fucking tuna up with a bat.
They weigh how many pounds?
They're so big. They're massive fish.
They could take you and your whole family out if you don't.
Yeah, 100%.
Kill or be killed.
But also, I'm getting motion sickness as I beat the fish. Nah, the waves. I had to tell him to turn around. I said, it was a guy I caught the shark with in Florida, Josh from Black Tip H. He's a serious fishing guy. And we're out there and it was just getting farther and farther away from land. And I'm like, I don't got it in me anymore. I goes, Josh, you got to turn this fucking boat around. And that was probably the last time I'll go deep sea fishing in Puerto Rico, unfortunately. But it's great. It's great.
It wasn't deep fishing at all. That was pretty close by the shore. No, it wasn't deep.
No, he ended up catching a fish at the dock with his hands. That was all we caught that day. That was weird.
I'm sorry. What the fuck did he just say?
Bro, he just reached in the water and caught this fish. This glowy fish. It was glowing. I don't want to talk about it anymore. How's LA? How is it?
I haven't been there in over a month.
I like LA. It's nice. It's not nice. It's getting scary. I don't go jogging anymore outside. It's terrifying. You know what I had to delete off my phone? The Citizen app. It scared the fuck out of me.
Oh, bro. David's obsessed with that app.
It scares the fuck out of me.
It's the best.
It's so scary.
Woman throwing tables.
First of all, how many people steal Amazon packages?
Yeah.
One, two, how many people are getting stolen? stabbed nowadays.
No, the main thing is throwing stuff off bridges. Homeless man throwing stuff off bridges. That happens so much. The only thing that ever changes is what the object is.
We've gotten some
homeless
weird
man
ones.
Throwing chairs, lamps, rocks, rocks a lot, but more than anything else, just bottles,
fucking bowling balls and shit. Hey,
we've gotten some weird ones, dude. What are some? We naked man running with saw down White Elk Avenue.
Yeah, yeah. Hold up to that one, like roof.
We tried to find one. We tried to save the day once.
Yeah.
Someone was naked and screaming outside Applebee's. We were like, we're gonna go get them.
You never get that at Chili's. You would never get that at Chili's.
And then one time I reported to the cops that there's a man with a gun. Someone was breaking in and I was armed, and then they reported me, and then it was the man with the gun, and it was me.
Oh, you were the man with the gun.
Someone, you got reported on Citizen because you were the man with the gun.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Also, when we saw like group of rowdy teenagers gang fight down the street, we were like, yo, let's go check it out, bro. We went and there's just like 12 kids sipping beers, watching the sunset.
But he would do it every time.
Hilarious. Sure.
He would do it every time there was a report of anything. Out of nowhere, he would run out of the kitchen with the crossbow and be like, dude, there's a report of a woman stabbing a fucking turtle at Best Buy. We gotta go. I'm like, dog, stop.
You wanna know why?
We're not going.
You
to
wanna
Best
know
Buy.
Why? I've always had this weird thing. I'm like, damn, like self-defense. You know, someone breaks into my home. Imagine I take them out with a crossbow. That's a headline I'd like to read.
Yeah, but that's one thing. But then
what?
Going to Best Buy is another.
With like a crossbow.
That's like looking for trouble. You ever heard the saying, like, mind your business?
You mean to tell me if I walk into Best Buy right now with a crossbow, you'd interpret that as a guy looking for trouble?
Down here, it seems like it would be pretty normal.
Yeah.
Down here.
Because I've seen that.
Bro, I've been down here for 2 days. I'm trying to figure out the lie of the land. Lay?
So it's something's.
Lay of the land?
It's laying down.
People don't. Miss George, yes, you have your hand up in the back of the class. What the fuck? Yes.
I just wanted to tell you that it reminded me of something. What? And I wanted to share after you're done talking.
You've been on this podcast for some time.
I love him so much.
You know how it works.
I love him so much.
You know how it works.
You just wait.
I got really, really, really toasted. Like, this was 2 months ago, but you guys were here for this. I got really, really toasted, and there's a 7-Eleven right next to my house. Now, sometimes it's very safe. Majority of the time, it's very not. Like, there's some crazy motherfuckers that walk in and out of that.
Just so I'm clear, you're just gonna roll with the story.
Yes.
That you're okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you stopped. I had my hand raised. This is respect. So I get there, mind you, the whole time in my heart, I'm praying. I was like, please God, don't let anybody like come and beat me up or anything like that. There's a crazy guy outside, but me and him are Gucci because I always get him snacks and he loves me. So that guy's good. I get past him, and I'm at the fucking. I'm getting my Powerade that I thirstily needed at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm gonna drink, and some 5 guys walk in. Get the fuck down. Put it in the fucking bag. I shit bricks immediately. Slide down. Throw my back against the chips and try to hide in them. And I realize I go, oh my God, I can't get out of there. There's no other exit. Then you just hear, ha, 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 my boy, how are you doing? Bro, I am sitting there fully submerged in chips. All the chips that I put my back into are completely popped and broken.
Crushed.
I put my thing, I go like this, and they go, ha, ha, my friend. They're all like the same ethnicity, and they're dabbing each other up. They're laughing. They had no idea I was in there for them to do this joke. I come out, and they all knew they fucked up because they see my face is completely white. And I put the drink down, and the guy goes, we were just joking. And I go, yeah, no, it's a couple seconds late, but whatever.
You know what you should have done? Should have popped up from behind where you were and went, everyone put your fucking hands in the air. Los Angeles police, get
LAPD,
down.
Get down.
Anaconda, get down.
Yo, those are the kind of things that only happen to you when you're too high to handle them too. Okay, no, you are smart. You
no
are baked.
Fucking way is baked. I gonna handle that shit. No fucking way, bro.
You were baked, right?
Baked. And by the way, dude, like, I just a little FYI, like reality's not like fucking movies, bro. My dad put me in self-defense class my whole fucking life. I've learned from other people, fake guns, how to steal their fucking guns away from them, right?
Show me.
Bop, like that, take the gun and put it against a guy put a gun in front of me, all of that knowledge, fucking gone. I just pissed in my pants and hung up the phone with my mom because I didn't want her to hear me die.
George.
All of those classes were worth nothing. Guy's like, what do you got? I go,
whatever you want.
And I just started peeing.
George is like the dudes on TikTok when they try to disarm somebody. They're like, I don't know. Welcome to the gulag. Jesus Christ. Just automatic failure. So you were so stoned.
Yeah, bro.
He's like, there's one other part of the story. Then I woke up. I realized, I'm like, damn, I'm not even at 7-Eleven. I'm in a recliner in my apartment.
I'm never getting weed from Mike ever again.
The H9X strain.
You know who can't handle their drink and drugs so well?
Gary,
you.
No, besides me. Jeff, we had a little issue. We had a little issue with Jeff on the way here to Puerto Rico.
This? Are you going to do this thing where you tell 30% of the story?
Yeah,
and then
you probably do after censor something.
This Why? Is his I can't talk phase.
No, because. And another word from our sponsors. Look, we're all adults here, and some of us choose to use nicotine to relax, focus, or just unwind after a long day. Lucy Nicotine is a company that was created to help nicotine users find a cleaner option and feel better about the way they consume nicotine. Their latest product is slim nicotine pouches, which contain pure synthetic nicotine and provide the same satisfaction that nicotine users expect without any tobacco at all. Lucy Slim Pouches use newest technology for synthesizing pure nicotine in the lab. None of the tobacco, all of the nicotine satisfaction. They include both coconut oil and gum base to provide a soft, fluffy texture that enhances the flavor and doesn't dry out your mouth. And they come in three strengths, 4, 8, and 12 milligrams with three exclusive and delicious flavors, spearmint, mango, and cool cider. It's 2021. Impulsive listeners, go to lucy.co and use promo code Logan. Get 20% off your order of Lucy Slim Pouches or any other Lucy products. That's lucy.co and use a promo code Logan at checkout. Also, I do have to give this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains non-tobacco nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Lucy.co, be sure to use a promo code Logan. Back to the program.
Yo, I've been on rowdy flights before. Well, this was the rowdiest. But like, it wasn't that rowdy, a Southwest flight.
Spirit.
I was on that flight where the guy got taped up. That was me, actually.
That sounds like a Spirit airline.
The dude who got duct taped to his seat.
You didn't see that? No, he was the guy.
I was the guy.
He was the dude that assaulted
My dad is worth $2 million.
The kid's in his seat, like, he goes, fuck you.
What is
My dad's worth $2 million.
Like, all right.
What is he, the TikTok kid?
Wait, cancellations.
He's the TikTok kid.
My dad is worth $2 million.
I can't take it anymore.
I can't be here 1 second longer. It's
like, yo, get the fuck off the flight.
Yo,
it's not even that much money, bro. That was like, say that in first class. See what happens. I was going to be like, bro, what?
Yeah. Great, man. Here? Fantastic. What'd you think about that? Because here's where I stood on it. He needed to be restrained. The taping to the seat, I was completely fine with. I was a little unsure about the mouth, like in the mouth and nose. Like when they start to then act as like judge and executioner on the guy, they're like, he groped the stewardess.
He did.
Tape him up so he can't breathe for 6 hours. So like restraining him, I was like, all right, that's cool. But then when they started like the waterboarding and shit, I was
who's sitting next to this kid while it was all happening? That's what I wanted.
No, I think they moved.
No. Now. But everybody around, imagine this. Because he was clearly fucked up. Yeah. Right?
Yes.
That was the noise he was making.
Can you imagine coming to, like, you're not fucked up anymore. You're sober up.
Yeah.
You are taped to a chair. Your mouth is taped. And you open your eyes and everyone around you is filming you and laughing. Everybody on the plane was like, they were cracking up at this motherfucker, dude. Laughing their asses off, bro.
In that one moment, I'm not going to lie, I did have a little bit of empathy for the kid. I did feel, I was like, damn. He fucked up, you fucking idiot.
It's always about
but like
size of the response. That's what they say about anything as it pertains to like altercations or shit that happens, whether legally or in the streets. You always have to respond in kind. So if someone If someone punches you in a street fight and you punch them back, when they fall on the ground,
it's
if you
done.
Tee off on their head with a kick, that's aggravated assault. You go to jail for 15 years, yeah. Right? So I'm like, okay, this dude assaulted the flight attendants. Tape him to the seat, get the cops waiting at the station until he's arrested.
Yep.
But when they started Abu Ghraib style torture techniques on him, they're like, cut off his fucking fingers.
Like, wait a second.
Well, I was like, dog, what?
I'm from Tampa.
Give him nuts. He's allergic. I know. Give it to him.
Start crumbling and putting it on a straw.
In his nose.
They need to come up with a better system for rowdy passengers,
yes.
on flights.
Yes.
Huh? Think about it. You're just trapped in a flying tube with a crazy person.
Dog, where are the zip ties?
Where's the eject button?
I don't know. I don't know if they could pull that off.
It's so dark today.
No, he's right.
Oh, you having a problem with your carry-on? Eject.
I'm talking about a raper, bro.
Yeah, he was
grabbing
boobs.
He was groping, dude.
Yeah, he was.
He was his little sick fuck.
Yeah.
Little sicko.
He was boobing.
And also,
he was like
think
the
about
Andrew
this.
Cuomo of that fight.
Can I ask you something? Is anybody taking your guys' mic away from you?
He just skipped it.
You guys are holding your mics like somebody's about to remove.
He still doesn't even know. He still doesn't even care.
No. My PR team told me not to acknowledge anything that has to do with things. Sorry. Do you have a clean rep? No, I don't have a fucking PR team.
Andrew Cuomo had a clean rep.
This is my PR team. My mom and dad on the phone. George, why do you say that, man? Don't do that.
Jeff wasn't as bad as that kid who got duct taped to the seat.
Oh, I hope not. You would have ejected your own manager off the plane.
We were about to. He wasn't that bad. He was definitely having way too much fun, though.
How much did it cost you?
$35,000.
Wait, $35,000 of what?
Damages?
Explain the situation.
Private jet damages.
All right, well, tell the story.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know what happened. We just started drinking a lot, and the way that the flight attendant and the pilots packed the plane, they put the water behind all of our stuff so they couldn't grab it. So we had no choice but to continue drinking liqueur and not water. We had no water. So by the end of this 6-7 hour flight to Puerto Rico, we're playing like $40,000 games of Uno, just like betting money on Uno. Jeff has his shirt off. Chase is throwing drinks at him. Jeff is spilling drinks everywhere. Cayenne pepper got on the ground. That's what they're most pissed about.
That was the biggest thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't crazy rowdy, but when we got off the plane, you know, Jeff was running around like under the jet without a shirt on and like on the tarmac where like planes are landing with a $50 bill going, I have 50 million. I have 50 million. We're like, yo, Jeff, let's keep Jeff sober, huh? Hashtag keep Jeff sober.
Nah, he's normally fine.
Can I ask you, did this all happen when he like had a kid? Right? Or has he always been like this?
This was last week, George.
No, I'm saying like this whole heightened of like the new Jeff.
No, it's not the new Jeff. These are very rare occurrences. Normally, I've gone out to many a dinner with Jeff. He's a very respectable manager and friend.
You can't let him hit.
Right.
Don't let him hit. Do you remember in Hawaii when he grabbed Evan and Evan's like, let me know.
I was
like, let me know. And he had all his stuff in his pocket, his phone, his wallet, everything, yeah, all of his belongings, yeah. Everything he's ever owned was in his pockets. All of his assets were in his pockets.
Cars,
and just
everything.
And Jeff just like slowly just dragged him into the pool. Soaked all
Evan
of his stuff.
Evan
was pissed.
Pissed, bro.
Bro, I hate to be the guy to say this, but I get so excited when he gets mad, bro. He's the best angered person ever.
Wait, hold on. Not real angry. You like Evan when he's intentionally being angry to be funny.
I like when he's really angry, but not at me.
No.
No.
I love
no.
it.
No.
But you're also, I like to stir shit up sometimes.
Yeah, you're
I'm
sicko.
That guy. I love chaos when it's controlled. Controlled chaos, I go watch him from far away. I people watch. Dog, I love it.
You
I love
know
it.
Why
let me put it this way. If somebody's proposing, I'm praying. She says no. So I can see the fucking the satisfaction of his heart just like this. Everybody's like, oh, like I like the chaos. Like, don't get me wrong, in a perfect world, she'd be like, just kidding. And then they like fall in love so I could just get the little bit of it and then like it worked. But like, I love chaos, bro. I love it. Hey. I fucking love it.
I'm actually with you.
He spurts up and his eyes are just fucking back and he's just saliva coming at. And I know I'm safe. I didn't stir that up. I can just watch it. Beautiful.
Y'all are sick. Both of you.
I watched
We're
Evan's.
Sick?
Yeah. I watched Evan's goodbye video.
Oh,
he made a video called Thank You for Everything.
Oh. Yeah, that was really
just
good.
Like thanking me for this crazy life that we've lived this past 3 years, like, you know, leaving Encino, California, me moving. And it was, bro, I watched it on like a Tuesday at 2 p.m.
I was with you.
I didn't realize I'd be fucking crying in my garage.
You actually cried. I've never seen you cry before.
Do you ever think it's
because, I have,
because like just a little bit of you is a pussy?
A lot of me. No, it was just a nice thank you video. I'm still waiting for yours.
I say thank you to you all the time. I just don't make videos of it.
Oh my God.
I said thank you to so many. I will take this moment to thank you publicly for everything. You are the reason why I have what I have.
100%. Doesn't count until it's in the your mama's basement.
No, I will make a video. I'm literally, I will not make a fucking
the
video
reason you have the shorts you're even wearing. Those are mine.
I know that. I know that. I get a lot of shit about this. Do you remember that?
Also, what the fuck kind of outfit is this, bro? You wearing a button down?
You
look like you got laid off.
Fine. I will take all of this.
Hand me down Gucci shorts.
I will dress each one of these one by one.
Okay. Start with the shorts.
I will not make the video because I rate cheeseburgers and hang out with women and I don't make those kind of, it's just not my content style. But I do want to say thank you very much. The shorts. I gave you, you remember that time I gifted you that off-white shirt? That was.
Yes.
That always made me feel a little bit better.
I hate that fucking shirt.
You wear it sometimes.
I hate
not it. As much as the shirts that you wear every single time we go out, which is the same fucking three
my
shirts.
My fan base.
It looks like this, right?
No, ready? Here they are. There's the multicolored shirt that he wore all the way back from the KSI fight, which has like flowers on it and like purple and green, and it's tailored to fit his biceps real nice.
Get a lot of compliments on that
the
shirt.
New York Yankees white one that he wore last night.
It's off-white.
And Pink Floyd t-shirt.
Pink Floyd, let's Those go.
He's got three.
You want to know something so funny too? You want to know something so funny too? Every time I put on that Pink Floyd shirt, I'm like, bro, who's going to be the fucking girl tonight? Who's like,
you don't even know of one Pink Floyd song.
And so I've memorized one Pink Floyd song.
Which one?
Another Brick in the Wall. Like,
okay.
You know, I tried to like memorize some titles. I'm not good at memorizing titles for songs for some reason. So you know, if a girl or anyone's like, name one Pink Floyd song, you know, like a cultured girl, I'll be like, Another Brick in the Wall. And they'll go, I'm waiting for this moment. It's going to happen. It hasn't yet. They'll go, name another Pink Floyd song.
I'm
fucked.
I have walked you.
I'm so fucked.
I have walked you through that catalog so many fucking times.
I can't remember the names.
You know all, you know Comfortably Numb, you know Shine On Your Crazy Diamond, you know Us and Them, you know all the, I've played every single one of these
songs. I got
that
shirt from Jake, actually.
Yeah, it's a great shirt.
I actually told this story to Belle yesterday, or like 2 days ago, the time we were in Santa Monica and Logan was taking a picture with a little girl, like could not be 12. And she's wearing like a band shirt. Let's just say it is Pink Floyd, but it was a different brand. And this 30 or 4-year-old dude runs up on this girl with a skateboard and goes, name three songs or take that shirt off. And Logan goes, hey, can I see your skateboard real quick? And he puts it on the ground, he throws it into traffic.
Wait, did that part actually happen?
Yes. And he goes, fucking beat it, man. And I was just sitting there like, just admiring this whole situation. I was like, wow, this is so amazing.
Bro, I hate when people, why you gotta, just let me wear a fucking shirt,
it's
dude.
It's a meme. It's a meme online. The not the shirt wearing person. The meme is of the person that approaches them now.
Oh.
Like, name three songs. Like somebody's wearing, it's always Nirvana.
It's always Nirvana
team. They come up and they say, name three fucking songs. You're not a real fan.
That's why I always wear NSYNC t-shirts.
Ask me
if I wore a fucking Backstreet Boys. Don't ask me because I don't fucking know. Wait, no, I don't.
NSYNC. Third note. Why am I wearing the shirt? It's it's part of my, I'm moving into a different style a little bit. I'm aging up.
It only looks like you aged up. Like, this is the aged part, and this is like the TikTokers I'm trying to figure out my life. Aged up is the perfect term for your situation right now.
I am trying to figure out my life. I've been trying to figure out my life for 36 years, George.
How's that coming?
It's not going well.
I feel like we've been making this 36-year-old jokes for a couple of years now.
I know.
How much is your real age?
It's coming up. I'm about to turn again. But in my recent travels, I was at dinner. David was there as well in the Saint-Tropez, which, by the way, is probably the coolest place I've ever seen or been to last week. And I looked around me, and all of the people there were married. And they all had kids.
Ugh.
I know, and you know that's always been my response to that. But the girl said to me, she said with our favorite accent, by the way, every one of them watched the episode where we were talking about what happened in Spain. They all watched the episode.
Really?
Yeah, no, they thought it was hilarious. There were like our accents that we give the girls. Oh. I miss you. They said we're making them sound like cleaning ladies. That's what they said. I miss you. It's like not even close.
Donde?
But she goes,
Donde I miss you.
Donde está mi esposa? She goes, you don't want to be 40, gray hair and no children.
Oh.
And I was like, fuck. I can't even have gray hair when I'm 40 because I'm not going to even have any hair at 40.
Yeah, you are. We're going to Turkey.
Really take you a broken English woman to explain that to you?
No, but also, no. Everybody
else. Broken English really just hit you in the soul?
Yes, that's what
right.
It was.
I need children.
No, but it's not even that. I mean, listen, my stance has always been the same on it. I think everybody's different. Some people never want to have kids.
You know what
some
I realized?
Some people never want to have kids, even at 100 years old. That would be weird anyways, have kids at that age.
It takes 48 hours, I think, with someone, 48 hours straight with the same person to realize whether or not y'all fuck with each other. I think that's what I'm, that's the time limit that I'm going to put on compatibility.
Like 2 days of kicking it?
Yeah. And I say this because, you know, being in Puerto Rico here, I will occasionally fly down a girl who I like spending time with. Like that's
occasionally.
Occasionally, yeah. The flyouts, as Mike calls them. But the rule is I have to, like, I need to like this person because I know that I'm going to be entertaining them here in Puerto Rico. They fly out here. They want to have fun. It's their vacation, right? But it's my work. So I have to be able to, you know, just vibe appropriately. And sometimes I get annoyed of people. Most people. I hate a lot of people, pretty much. Yeah, I mean, I love people, but like, you know, bro, 48 hours. And another word from our sponsors. You guys, life's kind of returning back to normal. So how you getting hyped up? No matter how you're feeling about getting back out there, there's no denying it's an adjustment. When the world gets too loud, something I love to do is create my own soundtrack by popping in my Raycon wireless earbuds. Sometimes you need some upbeat music to pump you up before you see people or to stay calm with some guided meditation. Let me tell you right now, Raycons are the best way to listen. They come with a bunch of gel tips for your comfort. And unlike some other brands, they don't stick out of your ears. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, for a really long time. And they start at about half the price of other premium audio brands, but they sound just as good. And Raycons come with a 45-day happiness guarantee, so you really can't lose. Give them a try. You'll see what I mean. Create your own soundtrack with Raycon. Right now, Impulsive listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Logan. That's buyraycon.com/Logan to save 15% on Raycons. Buyraycon.com/Logan. Back to the program. I'm not super willing to compromise right now. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, a relationship's hard. You're in a relationship. There's a lot of bending. There's a lot of give and take. I'm willing to not bend that much.
Or take.
Take.
You mean bending or taking?
I'm not doing
it. But it's also really difficult for you because you're locked in. And also, there's a world of women out there.
Let's go. Let's go.
Is it a play?
The world of women.
Go. Let's do it. Because I know we're about to dive the fuck in.
Let's go.
Give me one more for that one.
I'm the proud owner of over 40 women on the blockchain.
Let's go.
So you're saying you own women?
Wait, check with the ref. Hold
you
on.
You own women?
And now we're going to say it different.
Yep, no,
I intentionally said it like that. I think it's, I'm going to go ahead and like address the elephant in the room. So, okay.
Imagine there actually was
the, world of women. It's an NFT project. I want to like dive into NFTs on this episode because I'm going fucking crazy on NFTs, bro. I dropped $1 million on digital images, PNGs, bro, this week that you can screenshot and also have, except I'm the actual owner of it. And I've just been diving into the space, and a project that I'm very, very, very bullish on is World of Women. And I think it's kind of just, it's not ironic, but you know, me like having ownership of these images of women on the blockchain kind of sounds like weird, but what the project means, what it represents, what it stands for, and the art itself, I love. I aped, as they say in the crypto world, into this project. I got some really, really beautiful night goddesses. I got a royalty club member, which basically gives a pool of 19 people a percentage of the sales. So the community of the World of Women has like a great group. The girl who started the project, her name is Yam, is here to basically like level the playing field for women to break through in crypto. And I think that has yet to be done. I think that's gonna be an exploding vertical in the space soon. I love the art. I love the cultural significance. I think eventually when NFTs are understood as the monumental asset that they are, this project will take off in the future. Two things I believe in. Ready? Crypto and women. Crypto and women. Love women. Love crypto. I think the people behind the project, I think the team, I think the community is amazing. And I'm just excited to be a part of it. Honestly,
can you give a little bit more color as to what has been it's been a while since we talked about NFTs on the show.
Sure.
A lot has happened in the past, call it 3 months, but then a lot has happened in the past 3 weeks in the crypto world. Yep. And I think, you know, punks have driven a lot of that. Yep. I think punks have brought NFTs to the mainstream. And a number of other projects. But do you want to paint a little bit as to what's happened in the punks world and the NFT world over the past couple of weeks?
Sure. So as we've talked about before on this podcast and have not talked about in a while, NFTs, non-fungible tokens, digital assets that one person can claim ownership of on the blockchain. And what I predict is going to happen, because this just makes the most sense to me, because I really do believe that pretty much all of the world is going digital. So if you start there and if you believe that, NFTs will make sense to you. I saw a tweet the other day. I don't know if this is the right sentiment that I'm trying to capture, but I saw a tweet that like with celebrities, people went from autographs to selfies. Mm. With digital assets, or just assets in general, it's going to go from like tangible physical collectibles to digital art. And I think kids now are being normalized to digital art. They understand something that is a lot harder for us to grasp because we like holding the thing, right? But the idea of ownership of digital assets is so exciting, because I was having this conversation at dinner. Bro, can you imagine a world where the Mona Lisa was broken into fifths?
Fractional ownership you're talking about.
Let's say it was broken into fifths. And you can buy that ownership on the blockchain and be an owner of the Mona Lisa. The actual Mona Lisa is like physically stored somewhere, but the country of France, whoever owns it, the Louvre maybe, assigns ownership to five people. Bro, the country could raise billions of dollars instantly just by letting a couple billionaires own a fifth of the Mona Lisa. Like the possibilities of digital art and assets on the blockchain, I think are limitless, and there's so much room for growth and creativity in the space as meta worlds start to come out. And
is that like Earth too, like that kind of stuff?
Yeah, pretty much, bro. Like everything's going digital, bro.
I do like how the gallery's in your phone, so you don't have to take somebody to your house to your art gallery. You could like kind of reminisce at dinner.
Now it's also they're starting to create ways to show them in home as well.
Yeah, with screens, right?
Correct, like holographs. But so listen, obviously at first when you talked about this on the show, call it 8 months ago, maybe, yeah, we all laughed.
Bro, it was it was 4 months ago. I said, I bought this CryptoPunk, it's called.
Yep.
This hoodie punk for 170K. We were all like, whoa. No way. I got an offer on this fucking hooded CryptoPunk for $700,000. I'm sitting at my computer like this. What the fuck? Oh, hi, big man.
And it still wasn't enough.
It, bro, I go, if I just go like this, I have $700,000 for this image, and I didn't sell it.
Right, right.
Because I believe I'm going to sell it for like multi millions of dollars one day.
So now I am, you know, I'm a late bloomer, and I'll take the penalty that is not listening. You know what I'm saying? And now punks have gone from a $30,000 floor to $150,000 floor, and people are, you know, paying attention. You told me, banks told me.
Yep.
And so I'm starting to look at some of these other projects and pay a little bit more attention to what Gary Vee's saying. And I do like the space. I think it's very interesting. The one thing I've noticed is that unlike the art world, first and foremost, the NFT space right now is the Wild West at the highest level.
Do you know what it is, really? I'm realizing it. I've drawn this connection.
Yeah, yeah.
At this particular moment in time, the excitement and hype about the NFT space is almost exactly what it was for shitcoins about a month to 2 months ago.
But with a tangible good attached, which is the difference, right? Like, you actually are getting something. It's not like... Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you're getting.
Like it's not.
But are you? Because actually, no, you're not.
So
that's the whole point of NFTs.
So it's well, you're getting the art, right?
Sure, but it's not tangible.
It's not tangible.
No. It's never tangible.
Said it. I think you misspoke.
Tangible is something you can hold in your
hand. Yeah.
I mean, technically, you can hold your phone in your hand.
But everyone can. Right. It's not tangible.
Okay. Maybe that's not the right term. But you're getting something of note, something that you can see.
Value.
You know what I'm saying? So of value, whatever. Anyways, what I'm getting at here is the factors for success or for that impact meaningful projects is so drastically different than anything we've ever seen before.
Let's talk about this.
But, and just the last-
doing an ASMR thing?
You could pop in, but I guess all I was getting at was in the entire history of art, who's the artist? You know, what does their past work look like? How long has the piece been around for? What is the material that it's painted on? All of these things. Now that is a really cool penguin.
So, okay.
That is a really cool penguin. People are like, yo, that is a dope penguin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's ownership. So what, it's owning what, something. What he's talking about is a project called Pudgy Penguins.
Are you mad at me that I brought that up?
No.
We're just talking about
it. Yeah. Okay. I was going to talk about this. Which is why I wanted to address it. A lot of people are asking me, like, well, how are you choosing your projects?
Right.
Like, what kind of research are you doing? And it is tough because there's probably about 50 new NFT projects launching per day. Most of them are going to fail, if not like damn near all of them. How do you pick the significant projects? For me, two things I look at. That's it. Ready? One is the art. Do I like it? Me, Logan. Right, literally, it's subjective. Completely intuitive. Do I like it as a collector? By the way, I realize this now. I'm a professional collector. It just hit me. I go, why do I like gathering things of the same vertical and seeing what happens to them. Like when I was younger, I collected rocks and coins. I've always loved it. And then it became Pokemon. I started to get a little bit more money, got a lot of Pokemon cards. Now it's the NFT space, which I think is going to be fucking massive, bro. I don't even think we can comprehend how big the concept is going to be. But one, the art. Completely intuitive, right? You just have to like it. And then two, the cultural significance. What does it mean for culture? Okay, which is why I like World of Women. One of the first female-led, female-empowering projects on the blockchain with really, really amazing art and an amazing community, I'm in. Mm. My issue with the Penguins, with like the Bored Apes Yacht Club, is I see the hype, but to me, a fucking penguin on my wall as an art piece when I have my digital frames isn't something like that's not cool to me. I don't get it. I think it's a very short term project. There's a lot of people making a lot of money with flips, but bro, this space to me
is not a couple month play. It's not a couple years play. This is like a decade. Like I'm looking 10 years out. Those are the projects I'm looking for. I'm looking for when I imagine this piece on my wall, what's the story behind it? What's the narrative? What can I tell people? Oh, that's a pudgy penguin. It's like a chubby cartoon penguin.
So
no, bro. That's not why. Oh, that's a CryptoPunk. This is one of the first NFT projects on the Ethereum network. And I bought it for 170K and now people are offering me 3 million for it. That's cool to me. And this was one of the catalysts for why the space took off. And that this was that project. I like that narrative. There's a lot of projects I don't get right now. And yeah, I see the hype and I just can't sink my teeth into them.
It's so weird. It's so weird. Like,
because there's a level of subjectivity in this that like I like as a collector, as someone who does this.
And you've gotten confident for good reason in your ability to understand that your subjective interest in a project probably translates into a greater interest in a project.
I am so generally basic in my taste that it helps me, even just me as a creator, I kind of know what people want.
Finger on the pulse.
Yeah. I kind of know what it works. Yeah. And I have a pretty good track record. And so when I choose these projects, I put my heart and soul into them. This is now a piece of me, bro. I have a collection on my profile that's public and everyone can see. And I'm like, this is cool to me. Like I love going on my OpenSea and just like scrolling at all these different things I own and all these fun, exciting projects.
I think that's why you are actually successful in it, because you're not doing it to get money. You're doing it just because you are passionate about it.
He loves it, yeah.
I really do like it.
But damn, bro, you fucking know how to make money, dude. It's so funny watching you make money.
I can't tell what I'm better at, spending money or making money.
Dude, it's very equal, because you are an idiot when it comes to spending money.
So dumb.
But you are also so fucking smart when it comes to making money. So it just kind of like equals out. You're like, all right, you're a genius. You're a mad genius, dog.
A mad genius dog.
You're a mad genius
dog. You spent money last night.
Dog.
Wait, hold up. Before we get into that, I want to wrap this out. The thing that I'm most excited for, and this is the first time I've ever said anything about this. For the last 6 months, I've been working on my own NFT project that I believe is going to change the game, because as of now, there's a model that a lot of people in the crypto space have identified, and that's releasing a set number of unique assets, each with different characteristics, and you're kind of crossing your fingers, your project pops off, right? CryptoPunks, there's 10,000. Pudgy apes, or bored apes, 10,000. Pudgy penguins, I think there's like 8,888. There's a set number, and it's all just the same thing, just rewrapped into different skins, and you hope there's enough hype and a community around to build value in your project, right? I think there needs to be a fresh take, and this project that I have is that fresh take. September 1st, CryptoZoo.co. I'm going to tease it. That's all I'm going to say about it now, because we're finishing up the development. But I am so excited about this project. It's so fun. It provides a yield with a token, can earn you money. And as a person who understands, I think, the NFT space enough to know what works, what people want, and what they're looking for, I think my game is going to make some waves. So
it actually is.
Stay on the lookout for CryptoZoo.
I didn't know you had a date, bro.
Hey, how do we invest in it?
Huh?
How do we invest in it?
Well, you guys are going to get early access, obviously. Like, not that early, but like.
It's funny because I'm not doing this because like I'm your boy. When you showed it to me, I didn't know it was yours. And I was like, oh, this is fucking cool.
Bro, we have a massive team behind it and are probably out of pocket like a million just because we believe it's going to work.
On development.
Yeah.
Just for some context for people out there, this has consumed his life.
me and Danny and many others.
I was able
to give Danny a little bit of equity, her first like equity project. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Daddy. I texted her this. I was like, look, I'm gonna make you project manager. I'm gonna give you some equity. Wow. You might make a lot of fucking money. You might make no money at all, but like, it's gonna be fun.
Wow.
That's what I said.
One day she's gonna be on a yacht and she's gonna be like.
No, but it starts with the product, bro. And I'm super fucking particular about this product. It's taken 6 months. Half the projects. The ones that I'm invested in right now, I'm looking at like the timelines on it. They're quick, bro. It's quick to make a digital asset with, you know, unique, randomly generated characteristics. We handmade art for the past 6 months, bro. Approval, very specific notes, 10 different artists making art for our project. A development team that has to be wizards because you're dealing with blockchain, people's money, transactions. And it's going to be on the Binance Smart Chain. Just I'm saying this here now because the Ethereum network, the gas fees don't make sense for the type of continuous and frequent transactions taking place in our game. Like gas fees, by the way, for people who aren't in crypto, is when you make a transaction, if the network is clogged, you have to pay a fee to get your transaction from A to B. It's called gas.
Sounds like tax.
Pretty much.
And generally.
And I love how they bragged about like, oh, the government taxes you. And then all of a sudden, gas fees. Like, bitch, it's monopoly, bro. It's like, as soon as you get to the top.
Well, they're working on it. They're working on it.
Yeah, the fees can get ridiculous. Dude, they can get ridiculous, bro.
I'm going to go pee.
Yeah, I have to go pee as well.
How is that possible?
I can wait. ETH2 is supposed to address that, correct? The new.
They've been supposed to address it for years.
Because normally what happens is if you're buying on one of these drops, you're also paying an extremely increased fee because you're paying for a higher queue mark to get pushed up in the queue for a faster release. But honestly, I am very excited about this project. I just to watch how much work you've put into it and how much time you and Danny and Jeff and everybody has spent on it. It's going to be really cool to see it come to life, man.
Bro, Gary has V friends crushing right now. Gary Vaynerchuk, good friend of mine. Yeah, absolutely crushing. And I'm here like, now it's my turn.
Yeah, you know,
I'm excited to launch my game.
You keep using a word there, game. You're not using like a project. It's a game.
It's a game. It's a really fun game that makes you money.
So, because what I'm hearing is someone who loved NFTs and loved the game of Pokemon has come up with a game. You know what I'm saying?
You want to know something so fucking funny, bro? Dude. Okay, so I came up with this idea here, actually, in Puerto Rico in February. And I was like, I think this might be a really fucking good idea. And I knew I wanted to make a creative mark in the NFT space, not just a collecting mark, right? And I started with two ideas that I could not do. One of them was Club Penguin, bro. I wanted to put the penguins from Club Penguin on the blockchain, like get the rights to Club Penguin, bring it back for the millennials who play Club Penguin and had it stripped from them, by the way.
Thought you didn't like penguins.
Taken from our hands. No, I say that because it's funny because not pudgy penguin. Like humans have Fit a weird penguins. Thing for fucking penguins, dude. Weird. And then I wanted to do it with Pokemon. Looked into getting the licensing for that. Impossible.
Good luck.
So I was like, you know what? I got something even better and more viral. Ooh, just fucking wait. I'm excited, obviously.
What kind of changing gears, I guess, a little bit, but also staying on it. What is it about you lately and what is it about Puerto Rico that's been allowing you to, because you'll send texts to the group chat of ideas that are $1 billion ideas.
Dude.
And obviously that's aggressive for me to say that, but very, very solid fucking ideas. If not daily, like weekly, right? Why are you, what is it about this place that allows you to come up with that stuff?
I don't know.
Or is
man.
It just the weed?
It's the drugs. No, I don't know. I don't know, bro, because my plate is full. Everyone in my friend group knows, like, I cannot take any more projects. I just can't. And so I'll come up with ideas and send voice memos. I'll be like, hey, like whatever one of you wants to fucking run with this. If you want to put in the time, this is a good idea. I want to say one. Can I say, or is
not,
it
just not that one, the one, because I,
is anyone doing anything?
I will surely would love to do something with that. You told me not to, because you were like, actually, wait, that's too good. I might want it.
Never mind.
All right.
No, wait, bro.
No, please don't.
for the crypto zoo. Yeah, I have to decide. A lot of mints when they first mint the asset. We just did one. It was at 0.085 ETH. It's probably about is what is it like a 200? It was $250 purchase. Crypto zoo. We're gonna launch our eggs at I think 0.1 ETH. So it's gonna be a $300 to buy in. But to be honest with you, one thing that we're kind of struggling with the game, and it's interesting talking about it without actually having the product for people to see. Kids are addicted to it. Our developers' kids, all of them, cannot stop playing the game. And it's interesting because we've definitely created like a viral, fun, interactive game for kids. They're all bothering their dads and moms about the can we hatch the eggs yet? Can we hatch the eggs? But obviously, the crypto space is
not for kids.
No,
is there a way it could potentially be commercialized or repackaged into like a game that could be?
I think the way it's gonna work is it's gonna be a fantastic bonding experience for families. To be honest with you, who one person might be into crypto more than the rest, and then also I think the coolest thing about our project is, I really, really do believe it is going to be the catalyst for a lot of young people getting into crypto. I think this will be their first fun NFT crypto experience. My game. I think.
Do you see it developing throughout years?
I'm trying to bridge the gap for people who maybe aren't so into it yet. Because a lot of the world doesn't understand it, right? This is a very simple, easy way to get involved, have some fun, and start building your portfolio.
And no, on that, I actually saw some statistics for ownership of crypto on a randomly questioned group of people. Mm. And I think 4,000 internet users were queried in the United States, and 6% of those people admitted to owning crypto.
That is nothing.
Yeah, I know.
That is nothing. So that's why when people tell you, yeah, Bitcoin's going to a million, like, they might be right.
Want to hear something even weirder? 32% of those queried in Nigeria owned crypto, which was strange to me. And there was a lot of people that were asking questions about it. Like, supposedly they're like a center for fraud or something.
They have no banking system. Almost no citizen really has a bank account.
All right.
Anyways,
all I was getting at is, yes, this is just the beginning of crypto, and you will definitely interest more people in it. September 1st. That's awesome. What else?
Let's go.
I see stuff about sex on there.
Oh, bro. Have you seen the show Sex Life on Netflix?
I was about to say, Belle's been binging this.
Yeah, of course she has. Have you seen episode 3?
Oh. Belle, do you want to hop in for this? Because I don't know. God.
Belle, get in here. Get in here. Have you seen episode 3?
Yeah.
This dude has the biggest cock I've ever seen in my life.
Wait. It's nude? What the fuck are you watching while I'm at the gym?
Bro, I can't be the only one who thinks this. Dude,
I think it was a body double, though, for that. Because I don't think they showed the rest of his body, like the top part of his body.
I saw that there was a cut, but I couldn't tell. Was that his penis?
I don't know.
Dude, that was a very quick penis.
Like, it was just a quick bathroom like scene.
Wait, they show dicks in the show?
One dick.
Just that one. That's why I'm thinking, because there's so many sex scenes between him and the girl that like doesn't make sense. So I think it was a body double.
How did you go from Entourage to that?
He's like, you're watching some guy.
I'm on my way to the gym. She calls me. She's like, babe, are we going to finish Entourage? I go, just wait for me, dude. Stop being so pushy about it. She goes, okay, I'm going to start something else. Come back. She's on season 14. How did you binge watch?
There's only one season.
Do not leave your girl alone at home with your Netflix account that you watch episodes of things together. Don't do that.
Dude,
she will watch it without you.
I actually don't. Oh, yeah. I respect that rule because it's very sacred.
Yeah.
If he watched something without me that we were watching together, I'd be seriously
it's kind of fucked up.
Very mad.
I got to ask, what are you guys watching? What?
Dude, can I ask you? Talk to me about that penis.
How impressive was this penis?
What do you mean to say? It was a very like long penis.
Very long penis. Dude, he had a baseball bat coming out of his groin. And I know you're used to this guy's dick. So she's like, yeah, it's kind of normal to me.
Swinging a baseball bat.
Nah, bro.
That one was just like, I feel like was just a little too excessive. Like it was like really long and weird. I think I'd be like a little weirded out.
I'm not a girl. Never have been. But I look at something like that and I go, what? How does that work? How does that?
Oh, it's like one of those fake dildo things that are like this long?
Yes.
Oh, good for him. Also, bad.
But it's also very thin.
There's a guy that I actually worked with.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't?
Absolutely not.
I thought it was, I don't know. Maybe I saw you only quickly. I'm sorry.
Bro, when I say baseball bat, I'm talking about like a Louisville fucking slugger. Dude.
I just remember it being very long.
But,
I was like,
but she'll admit to this too. But like if Alex Cooper, for example, what do they call boyfriend dick? That's not boyfriend dick. Like when that thing comes out, like girls aren't like, yes, they're like, fuck.
Can we get some comments below? Like ladies, what happens when you see a peepee that is just,
yeah, it's pain. Dude,
too big to handle. What do you do?
It's painful for them.
It is painful.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's, sorry, George, to have to ask.
Stop it. No, look at me.
Oh, you fucked up.
Well, how did I fuck up?
I don't know.
No, she didn't know. He's kidding. All right, so giant, we're on the topic of giant cocks.
How the fuck up?
I don't think he did. I think he just said that. It was funny. Because you made a comment about a dick.
Oh, you're talking about his dick?
Well, yeah.
Oh, fire.
Well, what's my dog
about?
Oh,
nice.
Oh, I don't know.
I love how you guys brag about my dick more than I brag about
it. He was looking at me in a good way. He wasn't looking at me in a bad way.
I'm fucking proud of my boy's dick.
This is the only reason I'm not afraid of my height. When people make fun of my height, I go, you have no idea.
George's dick is bigger than his body.
I lay down and people think I'm 6'4". I'm just kidding. That was my first comment. I was like, you know what's actually
bro, really- bro. This guy, me and George go way back. You know, I've seen.
This is before Me Too movement happened, and I used to joke around and flash my friends.
Look, we'd see his pee-pee, and he'd swing it around sometimes. I swear to God, I thought this guy would get that thing going fast enough, he'd take off. Helicopter. takes off. George,
where'd you go?
In high school, this will probably get cut, but in high school, I used to walk around the locker room and ask people what time it was, but I would wrap my dick around my wrist. And I would pull it out and be like, yo, what time is it? They'd be like, get the fuck away from me, bro.
He still does that.
Sorry.
Sorry. I do that. I go up to my girl. I'm like, yo, baby, what time is it?
Sorry, what did you say?
He takes his penis and wraps it around his wrist.
No, I heard what he said.
How many times can he get it around?
Just four or five. This one.
Can you imagine? He's like three.
He's like six.
It's one of those snap-ons. You know what I'm saying? All right, I'm gonna head out.
All right, but by the way, like, why is this weird? Because growing up, me and my guy friends would always have jokes. Like, we would set the person up so when they walk into the room, they would see something really fucking funny. Like, I had my ongoing joke, and this actually backfired because Simi walked in on me, bro. And you had your dick trapped. And I actually have a vlog coming out about it. It's a really fucking good vlog. Obviously, we're not gonna show this part, but my best friend Kaveh was visiting, and I pretended like my dick was caught in a dresser and I was screaming for my life, like, help me, I'm stuck. And Simi rushes to my help and she saw my stretched
cock.
Stretched like a slinky?
Like, dude, this, I'm gonna be honest, probably not the best sight to be seeing. It was made for my best friend and no one else.
Wow.
And I definitely scarred the fuck out of her. And it was terrible.
Fucking dicks, dude.
I was almost responsible for a massive altercation between two of the biggest combat sports stars on the planet. Chef Eric, my chef, texted me. He's like, yo, can you get me into catch tonight? So I hit up my person to catch. I was like, hey, can you get our table for my chef, Eric, plus three. Didn't think anything of it, right?
I don't know why he didn't say it.
I get a text from the girl the next morning. She's like, yeah, yo, Eric showed up with Conor McGregor because he's cooking for Conor
in
his camp. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that. I don't know why I didn't make that connection. Like, yeah, okay, cool. And she's like, yeah, Khabib was here 10 minutes before McGregor walked in. Yep. 10 minutes. Apparently the staff was flipping the fuck out because Khabib was at the restaurant and no one knew Conor was coming. He just showed up, right? And they fucking hate each other. There would have absolutely...
Wait, they hate each other?
Yeah, bro.
Bro, oh, it's shit, like the biggest. Whoa, come on. Well, there's people out there.
Come the best on. No, part, apparently it's still a very active,
because
fiery
beef. They say some shit, bro, that is like bloodline or religion. Like,
but Connor called his wife a towel.
Yeah.
He insulted an entire culture.
And didn't Connor say shit about his dad too and stuff like that?
Oh, I don't know.
Wait, dude,
that seems too far.
Maybe. Anyways.
He did. And deleted them. Yeah.
The best thing about it is if it went down, I would have had front row seats because I was right there.
Oh, you were there?
I was there. And I was sitting right behind him.
No way.
And here was the only issue. Connor was just hopping around on crutches.
Yeah.
He was just on crutches the whole time.
He went
from there. It was him, Eric, a bunch of other people at the table. They ate. And then we all went over to Hyde after. And everybody was at Hyde because everything's opening back up in LA, or was at least at the time. And so he had the table with Mark from Catch, the owner of Catch. Yep. And they were just sending bottles over. And I went over at some point and Eric introduced me to him. And I gave him one of these and I was like, good to meet you, brother. And he was just like, yeah, all right, mate, man. It was quick, and I don't think he gave a single fuck. And why should he, right? But it was interesting.
Did he know you dated Lana Rhodes?
Nah.
Did you tell him?
I don't think so. Nah. But that probably would have helped. He would have probably been a lot.
You tell him you're a best-selling author?
Nah. I didn't tell him any of that stuff. But he was on crutches.
He's he's still in the gym though. He's still trying to stay active and fit.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah. Very interesting. That would have been a fucking crazy situation if that happened.
It's so weird not being in LA because I hear and I see the things, right? Mm-hmm. But I really am like, I've established a life out here.
So I feel like that's going to start happening more and more. I really do. We've talked about this so much. I just don't think LA is going to be the epicenter of entertainment anymore. I mean, if you just
digital, I don't think it needs to be.
Yeah. It's like, especially for groups like, for example, David's group, like they could all uproot and go do what they do in any city on the planet. Yep. You know what I'm saying? They don't need LA. The people that are going to have trouble are creators. Honestly, are people like me, creators who rely mostly on collaborations with other creators outside of their group. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're not creating for YouTube anymore. So you could bring NFT building. You could bring boxing training. You could bring all this stuff. Bro,
some people are pissed.
About what?
Yeah, I saw this trending on Twitter the other day. Hashtag upload on YouTube, Logan Paul.
Oh, yeah.
I love all of you. I think I'm going to upload on YouTube soon, but something a little bit more value-based, and it would just be me going over NFT projects that I think are the coolest and the most promising.
I'm sure everyone will still love to see it.
I think so. I have a lot to say. I have a lot to show as well. And I do like the idea of being a pioneer in the space.
It's got to just be such a weird feeling for you, because I know, you know, as I talk to our continued potential future business partner out there in Europe about your not uploading, he says he has 20 million subscribers on that channel. He can't just not post there. And it's got to be like a feeling or just something inside you that's like, I mean, he's kind of right, dude. Like, it's almost like CBS one day says, nah. You know what I'm saying? Nah.
We don't like a really, major network?
Yeah, nah. But your major network dwarfs their viewership. Like, your YouTube channel makes the numbers that the Kardashians do, or Sunset, or whatever the shows on E! Do, look like fucking The Night Shift. No, you know, to self-deprecate a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It's that's got to be weird.
I'm just on a little bit of a different hiatus. Different mission right now. No, not a hiatus. I'm just working in different ways, dude. I told you this. I'm kind of on the vibe right now that if it don't make money, it don't make sense. And I'm coming more and more into my own as a businessman, like a true business person, and my creative energy that I was putting into YouTube videos. Conceptualizing, giving notes on the edit, trying to come up with the video for the next, or an idea for the next video. My creative energy has now just all gone into business. It's why I have all those ideas, because I'm not creating as much media, but I'm creating more, you know, what I believe to be big business opportunities.
Projects with longevity.
That's right.
That is literally, we I switched. I'm on the opposite. I'm more of like the artist thing. Like I like to create things just because I like it. I felt like last year I had too much gratification from likes and views, and it fucked up my art. Like I was starting to do things because I knew it would do well instead of doing things that I appreciate. Yeah. Like I just started writing poetry every day and not releasing it.
He read me a poem before, dude. I swear to God.
Easy.
He read me a poem before this podcast. It was actually fantastic.
That territory is owned. Well, actually, I haven't written one. It's so fucking
long. You write poems?
It's fucked up. Poet's Corner, man.
Damn.
But I haven't written one in so long. So you can challenge me if you want. You'll never be able to take me down, though.
Oh. I actually just write poems to get shit off my chest.
What are they about?
Just my feelings. Instead of writing like journal stuff, I like just create poems and just express my feelings on it. And I'll just share it with like close friends. I won't ever post them. I was thinking about posting.
People love it. You should post them.
He shared it with me in my bathroom today.
It's so funny because he's like, "Yo, can I share this art with you?" And he goes, "Why?" I go, "Oh, I just want to share it." He's like, "You're not gonna post this?" And I was like, "No, I just want to share with you."
No one probably knows this, but like the desire of like me, you, other people to share like our stuff with him. It's always felt like. Dad.
You know why? Because he's so fucking honest.
No,
bro.
No, that's not
so brutally hurtful. Like Jake's kind of like that too. But I stopped sharing shit with Jake because he's just mean about it. Like he's.
Jake's here. He's on the next episode, which we should do.
Are we? I was gonna ask that because I'm
You shutting down?
I didn't even really have it for this one. I just don't feel that well. But I mean, what was your commute here like? Three.
Let's talk about it. Look. That's it for this episode.
I like that new tattoo, by the way.
We're shutting it down.
I'm sexy.
Guys, thank you for the first ever impulsive episode in the brand new Puerto Rico studio. We're gonna develop it a little bit, but appreciate you guys. Thank you for being here.
We hope you liked it.
Thank you for listening, watching, viewing, and subscribing. Guys, hit that subscribe button. Can we get a round of applause? An episode that I will never forget. We'll see you next time. We love you. Bye.
On holiday, there's nothing like doing nothing. As an Expedia member, you can save up to 30% when you add a hotel to your flight, so you can go out there with great ambition to do absolutely nothing for less. Expedia, made to travel.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.